comments I wanted to focus on with Hefsik, the Negea, with Rokhsimbein Kutecha, and other things. But before that, I want to go back to the Rokeach that the Ramah quoted. Interesting diyukim that I found in the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Do you have a copy of the... Yeah, it's going around? Okay, Shrech, yeah. So you have the Ramah quotes this big chidush la'aracha. The question is how much credence to give it. On the one hand, the Mishtabura comes down very hard against this Pesach of the Ramah, that if someone is Masik, you might say, before he ate, but as we understood it yesterday, after the Boseya made the bracha and ate. So the Ramah says it would not be a problem with Gabi, the person who was mafsik, as long as by the Boseya the bracha was chal. And the Mishnah comes down very hard on it and says all the Achronim disagree, and therefore we shouldn't take it seriously. Mitzad Sheni, we noted yesterday that the Ritva, none other than the Ritva himself, in Hilchos Brachos, Paskin this way. Ad Kedei Kach, I saw someone brings that. Rabbi Yashiv said that if the Mishtabur would have seen the Ritva, he wouldn't have been so quick to dismiss this Shita of the Rokeach, of the Ramah. That's what I saw quoted. And I also saw quoted by the Sephardic Poskim as well, that there is maybe something to be choshish for. And even the Taz, if we look together in the Taz, you'll see the Taz also wants to perhaps try to accommodate the Ramah to the extent that he says at the end that the person who's mevarech, the Boseya, should have in mind that if someone's going to speak out, then I don't want to be mosi him. And because if I didn't have that special kavanah not to mosi him, then misafik, maybe he shouldn't have to make a new bracha when he speaks out, because maybe the Ramah is right, the Rokeach is right. So you see that even the Taz, who disagrees vehemently with the Ramah, is at least somewhat choshish for him. So again, it means we shouldn't dismiss it totally out of hand. So in that, with that in mind, a couple of things to think about. You have the Ramah quoted, and we have the Magen Avraham and the Taz along the side. So maybe let's look at what they both say on the Ramah, because the Mishnah Berurah just sort of quoting them without all the ins and outs and the details. So the first thing is, maybe we'll do the Taz first, because the Taz brings out some of the kashas from that the Achronim asked. So let's take a look. The Ramah is in Siv Vav, right? Let's see what the pages work out here. Is it in this? Where's the first page? Oh, thank you. You have it. The Ramah's lesson is, okay. The Machaber Paskins, Lo Yasiach, unless it was a Tzorech, Now let's read the words as we have them. Hainu dafka shesach kodim she'achal habotseya. It's only a problem when you speak dvarim b'teilin if you spoke out before the botseya ate. Aval achakach, once the botseya eats, so his bracha was made and he ate based on his bracha, then then the fact that someone else spoke out, even though they haven't eaten yet, is not a hefsik. As long as he ate, they don't have to eat from his prusa. And they do l'chiv mitzvah, because that's true, that they don't have to eat l'chiv mitzvah, then even though they were technically mafsik between their achila, but since their achila is not as important, it's only chiv and mitzvah, what matters is the boseya having been towing, and that saves everybody from hefsik. That is the psak of the Ramah. We went back to the Darkei Moshe, we went back to the Beis Yosef and the Rokeach. Beis Yosef could not agree with this and was very strongly against it. His lashon was, as we saw the Beis Yosef, kishu mafsik ben aniyasu amen l'timasa v'hefsik v'tzorach l'agzul bar zen elibar. Now, look at the Taz first with me, on the side. The Taz, where does it start? Fayatsu Kulam, right? See it? Everyone owes Ches in the Taz, yeah? We'll go quickly. Let's see. Zeh Hevi Beis Yosef B'Shem HaRokeach. We saw that. There's a page that they just gave out now. The Chalak Olav, he disagreed. That is, the Beis Yosef disagreed. The Dacha Raya Shalom B'Tuf Tam. Right? The Raya was brought from Ervin, that a Yenuka, a child, can drink from the Kol Shel Bracha. So that's different. The Kol had to have someone drink from it, so the Yenuka, the child, can drink. That doesn't have to do with me. If I want to be able to have my bite, I needed not to be masik between the bracha that was said on my behalf and my bite. What is the fact that you can give the Kol Shel Bracha to a child, a raya to that? I still need to make my bracha to be, or the bracha that was said for me, to be samach to my eating. Without a hefsek. Ki arokeach may be raya, mehad and barach, and nosem with tinok lishtos, ve'en a raya. Da'asam hu mevarach al das v'yishtat tinok levad. Here my bracha is for the tinok to drink. The kim shishasa, so then it's not a bracha vatala, as long as my bracha was said, and the tinok drank based on my bracha. Abo hacha, here, zok the Beis Yosef, as quoted by the Taz, ko echad chayv levarach, kidei lecho. I need to make a bracha in order to eat. So what does that mean in a sense if one person makes for everybody a bracha? So it's like everyone is making their own bracha. The Taz just finished quoting who? The Beis Yosef. Right? The Beis Yosef. That was the quote from the Beis Yosef against the Rukinah. Ube'emes, says the Taz, I firmly agree. The emes hadvarim shel Beis Yosef berurim kashemesh b'tzaharayim. Can't be more clear than that. Shemesh b'tzaharayim. The heich sheikh lomash shezeh yotze b'meh she'ochal zeh levarach pusas hamotzi. I'm yotze because you had your peace. V'habi b'chas hanenen on the kayomen. We're dealing with b'chas hanenen. The ko echad sheikh levarach al chana yoso. Beginning of parakeet levarachin, right? Svaru asur adu hanis bomis abelo bracha. My bracha is necessary to my hana. A hefsek breaks it up. What justifies being nana below bracha? There's a hefsek here. I spoke. Everyone is mechuyev to make their bracha on hanaya. Afa gav de maset torah min hamesubim min prusas hamotzi uchiva mitzvah lechud. True. I don't have to be toin from the hamotzi. It's true. That's a chiva mitzvah that always should happen. That. Whatever I'm eating afterwards needs a bracha. So if I don't get a bite from his challah, fine. But whatever I'm eating has to have a bracha challah in it. It can have my challah in front of me, and I'm using his hamotzi. I don't have to have dafka from his what he was about to say. Fine. But I need a bracha to justify whatever I'm eating. The kosha ocha b'lo bracha aveira hi b'yado, right? I can't eat without a bracha. That's an aveira. No, the kemesh hefsek b'sicha kodem hana'aso. Once a hefsek happens, before I get my benefit, aslo lo bracha shozeh. So what am I left with by default, says the Taz, logic? If hefsek is a hefsek is a hefsek, then what in effect did I do? I was nanem and ola zeh? B'lo bracha. That's the piercing logic of the Taz. At the Arabian, but come say it's a tikha coming out, Azale Bracha, the Nana Bula Bracha, the Lama Yia Adif, so Chaber Bracha Shalat. The soup further says the Taz, the Abazesh Yotze, the Birchas Chabero, Sarshana Ome, like the Ramah says, and get Ike Masha Yotze, Masha Ome Ome, which is as if I made the Bracha, my Ome, as if it's my Bracha, Shemea Kaones, I answer Ome, and it's as if I made the Bracha, Babiki Birchu Atmo. So if I made my bracha with my amen, then I can't be mapsik between my amen and my bite. Vinkin, Sarah Shul Yafsik ben amen, Shalom Achigosim. Now, who's the Taz's father, Lord Rebbe say? Who's Mori Bachami? The Bach, we know that, right? Yeah, so the Taz reminds us that the Bach is father in law. What did he think of the Rokeach? The first comment of the Bach, remember? The Bach was okay with the Rokeach. I mean, go back to that page with the Beit Yosef. You see the first comment of the Bach before, right? He liked it. He said the Raya might not be right, but how do we conclude? Hadin hu, where the Bach called it, it's emes keshemesh b'tzah Raya with the Beit Yosef. The Bach says the din of the Rokeach is emes v'yatsif. and he thought it was a dig from Rashi. We have to know if this dig was from a dig from Rashi. How do you get a dig from Rashi to this? Because Rashi says that the Butzea said, once I would buy it, then it would be no problem. Bach thought that was a deal from Rashi, like the Rokeh. Bach doesn't, Taz does not, son-in-law does not like the father-in-law's comment. They go, look. Umoi v'chami habiraya, l'tzak al-rokeh, m'had apirish Rashi, tu baruch, d'labi, hefzik ha-bosea, kod mishatoa min ha-prusa, but some imena b'oshit misha etzlo. Rashi says, before he tasted it, he handed it over. Mashma, so that Bach thought from Rashi, it's a raya, dimtama b'otzea me ha-prusa, if I would have been into it first, then Abisham is subin lo tamu, ena sicha hefsik, a few sach echem him is subin, shalot tam, the kfar yatsu meshe tama butsea, el shinosu mechatchil mea puso kula. No, do you hear that? You think it's a deal from Rashi? I don't know, very, very weak deal, kumaisa. And he says, the ein bazar vaya klau, the vadi habi hefsik gamur, be mesha mesubin, mafsikin, be dibo kodim ikrachi lasan, afim lo yatom in puso samotzi, Tamuda Laboy Ragoma, the Sichel Abi Hefsik by the Motzeh, it's not a Hefsik, by Mir's two Brusa Motzi. Zeh, Lotimsa, Rabbi Motzeh Lachud. Vein Shech Kan Loma Ribusa, no Chidush. In other words, the Gemara is just talking about Chidush, that to say for the Motzeh, two Baruch is not a Hefsik. But not because if I would taste it would be any different, it got to be them. It's the Gemara saying the Chidush for itself, this case. Of the Botseya saying to Ruch, so we have to talk about the Botseya, and we have to talk about a case that he didn't bite yet. So anyway, they have to know what the Bach thought in the diet from Rashi, but the Taz is not impressed with this Tver's proof. Okay. Then he comes further and he makes the case now with comparison to Birchas HaMitzvos. And this is where I think the defense that we gave yesterday is really what you have to say for the Rokeach. Not the Taz further. Va'od Nira Li. Listen to how he makes the next argument against the Rokeach. Tamua psak Rokeach. The Rokeach psak is so astonishing because if that's the case, what would be in the following scenario? Dilidi day, according to the Rokeach, imagine the following. In Shinayim, wrote some Lemiach Tefillin. Reuven and Shimon are here with the Tefillin. They're both about to put on Tefillin, right? The Echad Mevarech. So they decide, okay, Reuven will make the bracha l'niach tefillin, and Shimon will listen and answer amen and be yotze with the bracha Reuven on birchas hamitzvah. The echad mevarech, v'ashen yotze birchaso. Okay, so Shimon will listen to the l'niach tefillin bracha of Reuven. V'echad sheberach hiberach hiniach tefillin. So now Reuven makes the bracha, and Reuven puts the tefillin on. Shayat shurosh. Okay, and Shimon didn't yet put it on, but he heard the bracha, and Reuven followed up and did what he did after Birchas HaMitzvah. Let's say Shimon speaks out. After Reuven follows up on his Birchas HaMitzvah by doing the mitzvah, and Shimon is speaking out. So I'm yotzei the bracha because he put on it still. Could you apply the Rokeach's Shita to Birchas HaMitzvah? Everyone? No. Of course not. Of course that would be a Hefsek. Vada Ze'eno, says the Taz, in the Koshkein, the Birchas HaNenin. Now, here's where we have to respond. What's the answer? We spoke it yesterday, and it was really from the Ritva himself. The Ritva gave a Hesber. The Ritva explained it. And what emerges from the Ritva is that even this Shita is predicated specifically on the idea that Birchas HaNenin Dafka is different. Because it's not simply a Shamea Ka'ona, but it's we are all Mitzurah together. And therefore, your eating counts for everybody to save them from Hefsek. That is the Lashon of the Ritva that we saw in Hilchos Brachos. Question was, Kevin Sha'asu Tziru for Beirach Zer Lotziya Mitoam Human Akosh, Harehu Ki'iwu Sha'asu Kulam, V'niftiru. And this is what is pointed out in the Hagos here, in the new reverse, that they point out that this is the box, the Taz's Kash, obviously would be resolved in light of the reverse explanation. L'mashe kasher Rabbeinu in the note on the bottom, he says, lo kasher, devada, bibirchas ha-mitzvah, mode Rabbeinu, davi hefzik, v'lo kam el birchas ha-nenin, the idea of fear of kasher kuam ki kuam shasu. This idea is more nagir, the Mishnah is later on in the sixth parak. It's the Ritva Svar, it's also a Rav in Megillah that says the same idea, that the idea of Echad is Baruch is Kulam, when we sing together, and I motzi you with the Birchas HaNenin, it's not just Shomer Ka'ona. It's a Ran in Megillah, Yudgimu and Beis and Dapi Harif. The Dibra Maschil in the Ran is Abel HaGa'ona Pirshu, and the Ran says basically the same idea, he says. He says, Chutz Birchas Misha Nene Roishi Yivarech Kol Echad, Abel Hecha de Mevarech Gufim Mechuyiv. If the Mevarech is Mechuyiv to have the food and make a bracha, the Iko Kviyusa, the Damu Kulu Kechad Gufa, Lashon of the Ran. It's not just Shemir Ka'one. Maybe Shemir Ka'one doesn't technically work without this idea. You have to know where Shemir Ka'one fit into this. But it's a different idea. It's Damu Kulu Kechad Gufa. And this is the idea why you can have such a psak of the rokeach, that the te'ima of the bokseya, or maybe even someone else, that's another question. But that is enough to save everybody from hefsek. So therefore, the tazet kasha doesn't start. Birchas ha-mitzvah is a different world. Of course, if I haven't put on my tefillin and I'm mafsik after my answering amen on your birchas laniach, of course it requires a new bracha on my part. Specifically, the one thing to clarify, this specifically birchas hanenin, that this halacha applies. Should we take this somewhat seriously, this rokeach? So the Taz, even after his imam strikes it down, look what he says, the next line that I spoke at earlier, but he's right after this. The Taz continues, and he says, okay, so it's a tamua psak of the rokeach. But what, therefore, should I tell you to do? He says, "Umach mazeh amarti b'libi sheraui l'adam linog b'veso." This should be his recommended practice for a butseya. She yitzav l'chol echad. He should make official instructions. Listen, everybody, that she yivarech la'achav b'yachas hamotzi im yasiach kodem achilaso hamotzi. Everyone, if you're going to speak out before you bite, you must make your own hamotzi, because then I'm not having in mind to be motzi you with my motzi. Ba'abal abayis motzeya yechaved shelo yotzi rak mi shelo yafsik b'dvar kodem sheyochav. Memele enkan chash brachah v'atala afilu ma'emes kedasa rokeach. See, what would happen here? If someone was speaking out, so if we go against the rokeach, they have to make a new bracha, but according to the rokeach and the Ramah, they shouldn't make a new bracha, because I bit into my piece. So maybe it's a suffik bracha v'atala. Maybe the rokeach is right. The answer is, we'll make sure that either way it's not bracha v'atala, because I will specifically have in mind not to be motzi anybody who speaks out before they did it, right? And let everyone know that. This is what the Taz says at the end. Questions? Ad kan the Taz, yeah? Now, let's turn to the Magen Avraham. Now it gets even more interesting if you look carefully at the words of the Magen Avraham. Okay, a couple of things here. Let's see. It starts before, right? Your test, right? Okay, let's look back at the other page. So first he starts off, it's okay if someone else is mafsik. It says everyone has to have melach in front of everybody. They shouldn't be mafsik. Okay, let's go over there further. He brings a tosfos, first of all, a tosfos in Tzachim. Kuf Aleph, Amid Aleph. Tosfos says over there that Rabbi Yochanan said that if you're going to hear Kiddush B'Tekneses and you're going to go eat somewhere else, so the Shimon Makom issue, Yidei Yayin Yotsu. Your Yotse Yidei Yayin. So Tosfos comments over there, quoted by the Magen Avraham, Yidei Yayin Yotsu, but so they had to make sure that they drank from the coast in the first place when they heard the Haggafen. Otherwise, Tosfos says, this is the lesson of Tosfos there in Kuf Aleph in Pesachim and Pesachim, Yidei Yayin Yotsu, get the cases they heard Yai Kiddush Mitzakneses. So they're Haggafen and Bracha of Kiddush. So the Shailos are Yotze Kiddush, that's one issue, Kiddush Makom Suda, and two are Yotze Yidei Yayin. Because they heard the Haggafen here and then they're going somewhere else. So he says Yidei Yayin Yotsu. So Tosfos says, it's obviously they're talking that they drank the Beis HaKnesses. Because otherwise it's a hefsik, and I mean that case of the Baruch and Dafnem, Gabi HaMotzi, Shem Hipsik, Shetzor Chav Zavarech. Tosfos there in Sachem Kuf Aleph. So Magen Avraham is Medayik from Tosfos, that why is it a problem of hefsik? If the person making Kiddush, who made the Agafen, is going to drink, so that covers everybody. So we could be mafsik by walking, by going to another place, by speaking. It shouldn't matter what type of hefsik. He seems to be assuming all the hefsikim are all the same. I don't know. Maybe they're not. But this is his, someone I've arrived from Tosfos and Sachem. Tosfos says it must be that the people who are hearing the Kiddush in Shul had to drink themselves. Otherwise, they can't be Yotzei Yayin when it goes elsewhere because of the din of hefsik. The problem is, why is it a hefsik? The person making the agafen would drink. That's the raya from Tosfos Pesachim Kuf Aleph against the Rokeach. Good? Then he brings another Tosfos. Because Chayra, there's a raya from Tosfos seemingly like the Rokeach. This is interesting because it's Nogea Rel Pesach. So let's go down a line. Halechem Chamudos, this must be here in bottom of the Rush. I guess we could take a look there inside. Kosav da Tosfos Sabiko Rokeach. Wow. I have a Tosfos that sounds like the Rokeach. What's that? Because Tosfos says in Daf Kuf Tezvav, in Perek Avi Pesachim, the following. Matza lefnei ko echad ve'echad. I couldn't resist because it's mamash lo Pesach. So let's bring the Gemara and speak it out. Here's what it says. The Gemara says, Kuf Tezvav on the days of Avi Pesachim, that Amar Pshim Rashi, Matza lefnei kol echad ve'echad, Maro lefnei kol echad ve'echad, Charos lefnei kol echad ve'echad. Everyone around the table by the Seder should have matzah for themselves. Question is why? So how do people remember from the Seder? Does everyone have their own matzah, or is it just the one who's leading the Seder that has the matzah? You have your own matzah? Okay, some people do. They all have their own matzahs. So, why does the Gemara say matzah v'nekol echad v'echad? So, in the Rashbam, it sounds like it's halacha in Shomer Ka'onis, so to speak. In other words, since the Haggadah has to be set on the matzah, so everyone has to have their own matzah, that the Haggadah should be set on that matzah, otherwise the Shomer Ka'onis can't work, presumably because my Shmiah is not going to be on the matzah if it's no matzah. Everyone has their own table. It could be by us, it's different, it's one table. But let's say everyone has their own table. So I don't have matzah in front of me. How could my sipur be lechem oni, Dick, if you have the matzah on your table and I'm just saying matzah zu or whatever I'm saying without matzah by me? That's the way the Rashbam seems to understand pshat. Minik shalem, he says everyone had their own table, and therefore that's the pshat l'chor according to the Rashbam. That's not our Indian right now. That's good to think about the Shemei Ka'ona issue. Tosfos says the following suggestion. Why matzah nikol echad v'echad? So it's quoted here in the Magen Avraham. The Lashon of Tosfos is, Nira, the taima kidei sheyitom takeif lebracha miyad. So that you don't have to wait and delay from the time the bracha is made and when you bite into your matzah. Kevin shezos ha-bracha hi v'shem chova. Avo b'shayim os hashana, the rest of the year, ein ha-bracha chova, there's no obligation, it's not a mitzvah, it's just the Birchas Hanen, and Ein Tzorach Litom, take it for Bracha Miyad. Ad Kan Lashon HaTosfos. Okay, so what is the Magen Avraham quote here from Lechem Chamudos? Tosfos says, as he quotes here, Ad Kan Lashon, the Sova Lechem Chamudos, to Vashon Lahafsik. So what do you see in Tosfos? That rest of the year, here it's a mitzvah, Alachilas Matzah. So it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, not just a Birchas Hanen. There's a Birchas Hanen and a Hamotzi. It's a birchas mitzvah of alchias matzah. So where are we? More makbid that you should be able to eat right away and be makbid on hefsik by birchas mitzvah. So we took the dike from Tosfos, but beside birchas hanen the rest of the year, no problem of hefsik. So what do you see in Tosfos? That if you speak out, it's okay as long as someone ate. You think it's a right from Tosfos? What does Tosfos mean? He's medayik, it's like the Rokeach. You can be mafsik b'dibur. Maybe Tosfos only meant the time element, right? We saw this Barlek, the Chachri is supposed to do it right away. So here we want the Birchas HaMitzvah, and Birchas HaMitzvah, we don't want to have too much of a delay before you're better. Now Chas V'Shalom, to be Mafsik B'Dibor, it's a different story. So that's what he says. He says, Tosas no Raya. So Barlechem Chubit Yishan Lehafi, Ve'eino. Because I showed the Tosas in Daf Kuf Aleph. And also, B'cho HaShadet Tzarech Litin Melech HaLifnin Kulech HaDi'echad. El Pashit, he says, the Kavanah Satosus, Af Agav de Becho Hashana, Mam Tna Chitin, Lo Bet Seah Pus Ramos, the rest of the year, I say, I, one of the people around the table, I wait the extra few seconds until I get my piece of the Prusas HaMotzi. But Leal Pesach, because it's also Birchas HaMitzvah, so we don't want that extra time element, that time lag from the Achilas Matzah until I get my piece. See, if we're better, everyone should have their own matzah. That's what Tosis is talking about. But not that you can be mafsik with Dibur. That's the Magen Avraham deflecting the Raya from Tosis. So therefore, but of course you're not allowed to be mafsik. Okay, so interesting. This is a Maramalkam Tosis. The Tosis says that there's more of a peda on hefsik, quote-unquote, pretty quotations, by Leal Pesach, because there's a bracha of chova, possibly Tosis chova means birchas mitzvah. So therefore, there's more of a hefsik consideration. So the Lechem Chamudas took that to mean, but the rest of the year, which just Birchas Hashanah, no problem of hefsik. So the Lechem took that to mean, like the Rokeach, because you can hefsik b'dibur. No, Tosis just meant the issue of the time. Okay, so that's not a right. To the contrary, Tosis holds otherwise. Now go down a few more lines in the Magen Avraham. Okay, now it goes like this. Where are we? Lechem Chamudos Kasav, just a few lines down on the next page. That Tosus Sami Karukeach Mishum Shekasvu Masim Gracha the Echad near at the time Geshivim take up Lebracha Ad Kam Lishono. Oh, I think it's the same thing. It's just this different edition. The Sama Umiz the Tzara Shon LaHapsik is the Eino. Yeah, I'm just reading it from the other page. Same thing. Okay, fine. Go. Everyone with me? Yeah? Okay, now listen to this, Rabbi Osa. Toward the end of the Magen Avraham, Osu Tes. Vav Chaf Mem Bei Samach Zayin. Who would be good enough to decipher for me those two Rashi tables, please? Find it for me. Vav Chaf Mem. The beginning of the line is Vaharab Beis Yosef. That connects to before, right? Like the Tosis and the Rash, the Machai Beis Yosef. Now, help me out, Chaver. Vav Chaf Mem Bei Samach Zayin. Let's be detectives here. What does that stand for? Good guess, but it's not right. We're going to discover something really remarkable, I think, from what's coming in the next line of the Magen Avraham. What is he referencing right now, starting with these words? He continues, the Dafka Mishum de Birchas, what's the next abbreviation that you should figure it out? Tzarech Suda, Lavi Hefsik, Halav Achi Havi Hefsik. Okay, could that give you a clue about what that abbreviation before was? What is he referencing? What? No, nobody getting there. What? No. What is he referencing when he says Birchas Atis Yidayim Tzarech Suda? It's on your page, Rabbi Osa. It's on your page. I'm teasing you, but it's on your page. What sif are we in right now that the Ramah's comments appear? What sif are we in Kuf Semach Zayin? Where did the Ramah's comments appear? In sif? Vav. Okay, that's my hint. What speaks about Antios Yudayim? Siv Zayin. Okay, now we're working backwards. So what is Beis Samach Zayin? The Siv Zayin. Okay, what's Vav Chav Mem? Come on. Okay, come on. Vechein Mashma. Okay, now listen carefully. Vechein Mashma B'Siv Zayin. What is the Magen Avraham about to do? Quote, Minei Uvei, that the Ramah cannot be correct because of what the Mechaber himself says in the next Sif. Before we continue the Magen Avraham, read Sif Zayin with me. Okay? this was a din that appeared in the Beis Yosef as well. What does it say in Siv Zayin? Listen to the case. Reuven was washing in the Tilas Yadayim. Yaakov, meanwhile, makes Hamotzi. Then it's coming for everybody, including Reuven. What hasn't Reuven done yet? He's washed. What hasn't he done? He hasn't made his bracha of Auntie Yosidai. Meanwhile, what's Shimon done? He's made Hamotzi for everybody, including Reuven. Says the Machaber, based on the Beis Yosef quoting this, that what? Achakach nige bluve yad of Rebekah to Yosidai. Lo havi hefsik. The Yotzi bebirchas Yaakov. Yaakov's Hamotzi counts for Reuven, even though Reuven hasn't yet made Auntie Yosidai, and then he makes it between hearing the Hamotzi and eating. And why is that okay? Because apparently Altius Yadayim is not considered a hefsek. Because it's Torech Bracha, Torech Achila, call it what you want. Okay. Clear? That did is clear. The fact that he says Altius Yadayim between having heard Amotzi and eating is not a hefsek. Okay. Clear? Says the Magen Avraham, I'm going to prove from here against the Rokeach, against the Ramah, that the Mechaber himself could obviously disagree with the Rokeach. Why? We'll get the Mechaber back in the Magen Avraham. V'chein masma v'siv zayin. Okay. D'davkam nishum d'birchas al-tiyos yedayim tzorech suda l'havi hefzik. It's only because al-tiyos yedayim is a tzorech suda, so it's not a hefzik. Halavachi, if it would have been a hefzik, if it would have been something else that he spoke out and said, havi hefzik. Okay, Adka. And then he says, Hedra Amar, seen the Tosis, the Rashi, Mordechai wouldn't have been Chalik. Do you understand this value of the Magen Avraham from Siv Zayin? It's only because Al-Tiyas Yadayim is so Echsuda, therefore it's not a Hefzik. But other than that, it would be a Hefzik. How could it be? If the Amar is correct, then just the fact that he was Mavzik should be no problem. Because there was Amotzi said, and that's good enough that it's not a problem of hefsek for anybody else. What's the big question to ask yourself? Did anything happen before Yaakov, Reuven said, Altilus Yadai? What happened? A bracha was said. What else happened or didn't happen? What seems to be also critical here that was not discussed in the case and the Magen Avraham doesn't acknowledge? What did he what? Did anyone buy it? Presumably, what was the Ramah's chiddush and the Rokeach's chiddush? That I didn't eat yet and I was mafsik, but what happened? There was a bracha said and the mevarech did, or some maybe even someone else as well. Someone among us took a bite. And then someone else who hasn't yet bitten made a hefsek with dibur. But suppose someone among us speaks out before anybody took a bite. Would that also mean that it's not a hefsek afterwards, as long as someone else, the bobseya, whatever eats, takes a bite afterwards? But I'm okay because I heard a bracha and subsequently after my hefsek he would bite into it. Would anyone imagine that also is okay? No. So this case in Siv Zayin is a chiddush. That to say Al-Tilas Yadayim is called Tzorech Suda. And it's not a hefsek. Were it not to be Tzorech Suda, it would be a hefsek. Why? Because Yaakov made Hamotzi. No one bit yet. No one ate it yet. And meanwhile, Reuven is mafsik, so Al-Tilas Yadayim. So maybe it's a hefsek? No, it's Tzorech Suda. Why not to be Tzorech Suda? That would be a problem. So where do you see it in Siv Zayin against the Rokeach? What's the Magen Avraham bringing a raya b'chein masa to Siv Zayin? They wouldn't hear my problem. Yes? Not my kasha. You know who asks his kasha in the Magen Avraham? Who do you expect to ask such a kasha in the Magen Avraham? Who's all over the Magen Avraham? Kedarko? Who? Pnimi Gadol. Pnimi Gadol asked this kash. What is the Magen Avraham being a raya from Siv Zayin? appellant. Mama's appellate, this mugging up, and what was he being arrived from Sinzai? So he points out that the Levush quoted the Ramaz din of the Rokeach and also quoted the din of Siv Zayin. So you see that they're compatible. Okay, you'll see the Prima Gadim. It's two lines in the Prima Gadim. I mean, he mamish asked this kasha. I don't have the words in front of me, but that's mamish a pella on the Magen Avraham. So what I think you see here is an unbelievable chiddush. And that is the following. That the Magen Avraham took, I'm a little scared to say it, but I think I have no other answer. I think this must be pshat. The Magen Avraham took the Ramah and the Rokeach to mean more than we even realize. We assume it means that it's not a hefsik for anyone around the table to be mafsik, as long as the Botzea made the bracha, the Botzea took a bite, or maybe even someone else took a bite. And then I was mafsik before I took my bite. But, for example, if I'm mafsik before anyone took a bite, that Hakol Modin, even the Ramah, even the Rokeach, that I have to make a new bracha. The Magen Avraham felt not that way. That if the Botzea made a bracha, and let's just say the Botzea would end up eating, even if my sicha, my interruption, my speech took place before the Botzea ate, but if the Botzea made a bracha, and if the bracha ultimately landed for him as justified, and allowed someone to eat, let's say he was able to eat based on that bracha, then even if not the interruption of the other people was in between the bracha of the Botzea and the Botzea eating, that would also allow the mafsik to be able to eat without a new bracha. And therefore, he had a raya from Siv Zayin against this, because in the Chanami, Siv Zayin, the Antios Yedayim was said before the Botzea made a bracha. But if the Rokeach is correct, as understood by the Magen Avraham, then even if the Antios Yedayim was not a Tzorach bracha, still Reuven would not have to make a bracha again, because as long as Yaakov ended up eating later, it's also good enough. I'll tell you one more thing. I think maybe even the Mishnah Berurah understood it that way. I can't prove it, but possibly. Why do I think so? Because the words of the Ramah, as we have it, clearly could not be consistent with what I just said. But the way the Mishnah Berurah was Magia, then it could be. And that's what the Magen Avraham also must have been going with. Because what did the Mishnah Berurah do to the Lashon of the Ramah? What were the words of the Ramah as they appear by us? Ava what? What does he say? Had imsach ram betelem, tzoruch lach zavarach, and adakash shesach kodem sha'ochal havotseya. If he spoke before the Botzea ate. Clearly, the way the words read right now, what is critical to save the person from a hefsik, from having to make a new bracha? What's necessary? The bracha of the Botzea and the achilas of Botzea. So it's a problem if he saw kodim shachal of Botzea. I ate later. Nope. I interrupted before anyone ate. But what did Mr. Berurah do to the Lashon? Sacha Botzea called him Sa'acha. The Botzea spoke out, and there's a problem. So then, it could even mean that if the other people spoke out, even the Botzea didn't eat yet, that's also part of the Chiddush of the Rokeach. That's unbelievable. I don't know if even the Ritva would go that far. I don't know. That's what I think. There's no other way to read the Magen Avraham to say that there's a raya against the Rokeach from Siv Zayin. active Zion, the one making the bracha didn't eat yet. So what's the raya? Of course, you need to come on to the fact that Al Tis Yadayim is Sarach Suda. Okay, it's a little bit technical, but Ocher, to me, I think you can pull that out of the Magen Avraham. An extra layer of a chiddush. Is there one here? Try this out. Let's be Mamshach. Okay. Just another Mar Mokum, just on this Hefsik, and then we'll go to the Din Chukacha issue. I want to show you an interesting Ramah in Reish Tes. You have your Mishnah Berurah? Look at Reish Tes for a second. Look at this. Very interesting thing. The Mechaber writes as follows in Siv Beis. Lakach kosho shechar omayim. Okay, so a person has a cup of water or shechar. What should be the bracha, Rabbo say? Shechar omayim? Shako. I shechar as hemine dagan, chazara, shtisa. Yeah, I should have mezonos in it. But bracha shechar? I kosho yeshbo? Okay, that's the tosis. We're going to see it. Yeah, good. So you make shako and shechar, right? Uberach, Baruch Tzim Halam, Bari Pri Agafen. He thought it was wine. He made Agafen. The Tochidei Dibur, Nizka Sheta. Tochidei Dibur, he caught himself and he says, Shakin Yidbaro, the Kach Paisami Rasa. Baruch Tzim Halam, Bari Pri Agafen, Shakin Yidbaro. So he corrected himself right away, Yatsu. So you can do that. That's the Machab. There? So far, so good. Hagah, the Mahayu Acherim Sosim Gamke. Let's see, there are other people around. The Yayin Lefnehem. They have wine. Listen to this. 10 people and the Mevarech. 10 people have their toast, waiting for Purim. They haven't washed yet, but they're making agaf. Or Tochasuda also you get. You make agaf and on wine Tochasuda. Everyone's holding their cup. And so is the Mevarech to make his agaf. There's only one problem. His cup has Shechar, or Mayim. But it's colored water. It's Kool-Aid, right? He doesn't realize it's not wine. Someone made a prank, a Purim prank on him, and it's really not wine. And he makes a gofen, but everyone else is real wine. But he knows he's going to have this wine, and his money he's going to have wine, much more cups of wine for him, right? So he's making bracha on what he thinks is wine, but he also has in mind to have more wine. And everyone else has wine in front of him. The daitu gamken al yayin, shall you savor shabikoso yayin. And he's going to have this cup of wine and more cups of wine. Uberach bar pi agafen. For himself and for everybody. For everybody, they have wine. For me, it's really water. But I intend to have more wine. V'nim sa'achakach shebekoso mayim osheicha. Now what happens later on when he finds out it was a prank and it wasn't really wine, and now he has to drink wine later on. Does he have to make a new agafen when he drinks what is really wine later on? What did he do initially? He made a guffin for everybody. They drank wine. Someone says when he's about to take a cup, it's water! It's water! Okay, now they bring him wine. Does he have to make him more guffin? You hear the case? He made a guffin, thinking it was wine, intending to have more wine. Now everyone else has wine, and he's mostly them. And now he discovers it was really water, and now they bring him wine. Does he make a new agafen or not? Says the Ramah, Kishachosa v'shosach kach yayin, in shachach zilvarech, v'yotzei v'bracha sheberach al koso api sha'isa v'tos. The Adai Tuhay, Elishtos gamkin shar yayin, v'gam hosyachim sheshosim sham, v'chim v'chaso v'bracha shubas madra. Interesting sack of the Ramah. Hear the case. It's a good Purim story to tell over, right? Because it has a lot of interesting elements to it. And it connects to the case of the Varchim. It's good. It's not Purim Torah. It's a Pesach of the Ramah. Shuvas Maril. You made a gufen, and it wasn't really wine. Other people had wine. You motzi them. And now you have to bring wine. You're das to have more wine. But meanwhile, the cup that you had was not wine. You don't have to make a new gufen later on. Says the Mishnah, what's the Pesach? What's the basis for the Pesach? Two ideas. Two things are going on. Is I justify not having to make a new agaf? Sivkat and ches. Da daito haya. Amashnei taimim lifto. Two reasons to say why I don't have to make a new agaf later. Reason number one, echad, shebedaito lishto shayayim. Now, this takes us back again. Good for chazara, both say. This goes back to Turmison, all of that. But that other yayin wasn't in the room. Maybe it was on the table, maybe it wasn't on the table. We don't know. Remember we had this? Does the other thing have to be in front of you? Or sits in the other room? What if it's not in front of you? But he had in mind to have more wine, even if it wasn't in front of us. We had different shittas about that. But nevertheless, chala bracha aleihem. So one reason is the agafen that he's making could be chal on the wine that he has in mind to have later on, even if it's not in front of him. The after kosa hayamayim v'yitzchil ishtoso. So then there's another reason for hefsik. He started drinking the water, lav yefsik. Kivin shelo hefsik, the dibur bintai. Again, it had to be there was no dibur. Taste it, it's water. It's Kool-Aid. It's not the. Now what? Oh, they put the water in the wine, and now he can drink it without a new agafen. Not even specific kavana. But another reason, they all had wine, and he had in mind with his government notzi then. If it wasn't a bracha vatala, so what can he do without a new bracha? He can drink the next cup of wine that's brought. That's really wine later on. This is points of Mishnah Berurah. This is connected to another Amah. Veshvav Sivav says, "Feel Hashem Shehecha Shelo Yadaita Behed Yerak B'Stamah Tzach Lachzul Levarich Chem B'Nyanenu Nami Kasav Da Daitu Hayer." According to what I mentioned, Mishnah Berurah there, Bir Halacha, the many poskim hold that even B'Stamah Kosha Ayu Lefana Bal Ashulchan B'Shas Bracha that's in front of you, Melchal Bracha Al Kulam Ein Tzach Lachzul Levarich when it gets spilled, Chodim B'Nyanenu Kishidim Tzamayim B'Shol Sekos Achay Yayim Shoyu Lefana B'Chol Gamin Tzach Lachzul Levarich. But very interesting, very interesting. So it brings together a lot of the yonim that we've been discussing, hefsik, v'chuli, being in front of you, and Purim, and all these interesting combinations of a story here. It doesn't say that it was a prank. It just says it turned out to be mine, but it could have very well been because of a Purim spill, right? But that's the story. That's the story in the Ramah. Kuresh testif, kadesim beis. Okay. One more Indian. Okay. Questions on this? Yes. Yeah, Gemara has cases where you thought it was one. Yeah, what a yotzei b'diavad. Right, but here it makes it better because here your das was to have more wine, and you're also being most the other people. That's what makes this better. Right, but you're right. The idea of having something you thought it was one thing that's Gemara in a few days. Okay, now there's the Indian of Amdeinu Chukecha is based on Kuf Yudal Tzivkan Chaf in the Mishnah Berurah. So this you have on your other sheets. Let's take a look what the Mishnah Berurah brings here. Okay, so after Pesach, right, a few weeks. You're going to stop saying Masha Baruch. But you used to say Masha Baruch. So you have to repeat whatever. The Chosei Rosh Abrach. Vim Siyem. Abracha Chosei Rosh Atfila. You have to go back. Continues whatever. Okay. Now, Vim Siyem Abracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "I am from the God Mishkasta." The Hanu Akasham Baruch Ata Hashem. In other words, that's the problem. Once you say Baruch Hashem, you have no choice. You can't go back to Ata Gibor. You have to go back to where? To the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Because once you get that far, then you have to. Then basically, if I found it, then you're stuck. Then all the three brachas in the beginning are considered one entity. Go back to the beginning. Say Mashiv Baruch. That's spoiled. You can't just go back to it. That's already at Baruch Atah Hashem. That's according to the Prima Gadol. So, however, says the Mishnah, there's another option. There's another opinion that it's only after you finish the full Baruch, the Chaye, Hamesim, or you say one word after Baruch Atah Hashem. But Shari Tshuva, Bachayadim Kasvu, Dafkam Siyam Legamri, Avo Im Niska L'Achar Hashem. So what happened? It's kind of coming ready, Chol Hamoed Pesach, and you have a weekday Shemoneh Esrei Chol Hamoed, and you said Masiv Haruach, and you didn't realize until after you said Baruch Atah Hashem, but you didn't say the word Mechaye. Now what do? You go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, or is it not, or can you do something that can fix it, that you can just go back to Atah Gibor? If you would remember before Baruch Atah Hashem, then you just go back to Atah Gibor. You said Mashiach Baruch, you have to do the whole bracha from the beginning, but not the beginning of Shmona Esrei, just this whole bracha, and do it right, without Mashiach Baruch. So he says, you can say two more words, Lamdeni Chukecha, Kedei Shiro Tehle Vatala, so it makes it not a Vatala, V'mkein Hu Ki'ilu Omer Adayim Be'emtsa Bracha, B'chol Zeh Atah Gibor. This is something that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in numerous places, that this idea that you can save yourself from a problem of having to go back more than otherwise and say extra brachas by just simply inserting the words of Lamdeni Chukecha, which makes a pasuk for itself, which is in Kuf Yud Tes and Tehillim, that's the Tzmanya Api, every pasuk, every letter is eight psukim, so in the Baruch, in the Beis, that in the Beis, you have Baruch Lamdeni Chukecha. So suddenly, in the middle of davening, you can have a pasuk said, and that can help you out. So, for example, you have it over here. You have other examples of this. Let's say the flip example, where you didn't say Mashiach Baruch when you're supposed to. So it's now after Shmini Atzeres, before Pesach, and you didn't say Baruch Atah either, and you said Atah Gibor without Mashiach Baruch, and now you're holding at the end of the bracha. So if you finish the bracha, then you have to go back to the beginning. You didn't say Mashiach Baruch. If you said Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechaya Mesem, you didn't start out the Kadosh, possibly you can say it right then before you start the new bracha. Let's say you said Baruch Atah Hashem, and you realize you didn't say Mashiach Baruch. So, again, you could say Lamdeini Chukech, and then you're still within the bracha. And you can just go back to a certain point and say Mashiach Baruch. The makar for this idea of saying Lamdeini Chukech in the middle of Shmona Esrei is a ritva in Tainis, Shema Beinu Yonah. Beginning of Tainis, that Beis, he brings the Beinu Yonah. B'shem Abenu Avchosid, Rav Avchosid, Tzim Ben Yonah. Shafil Amar Baruch Atah Hashem Nesayim Kikori Batorah Din Chukecha Kedin Kol Shirot Shel Baruch V'Nafu Peres Mipiv. He had this situation of Baruch Avatala Kayotzi Baruch Nimsa Shiloh Berchasa B'chozo Amar Kavraoi. Yeah, and this could help you up in Makam Shalom Ruh Ha'akzir Enzul Chazar Enzul. He brings a discussion about it. Rav Moshe is not so happy with this. So this is a tshuva in Or Chaim Chel Dalet Simen Tzadi Gimel. Just going to read you a little bit from the Moshe's tshuva. Hatoa b'tfilaso v'yal v'yavu mashiv aruach. Similar thing. So you're going to come Chol Hamoed Pesach and you're reading Shmona Esrei and you forget yal v'yavu mitzei. When do you remember? And what do you do then? So if you already passed mitzei, what do you go back to? Back to Ritzei. If you finish a Maus Ishkenas of Ritzion, and then you remember you say, Alviyava, what can you do? We hold that Karaviya, what can you do? You say the passage, the whole paragraph, that right then before Modin. You start a Modin, you go back to Ritzei. What about the following? You remembered after Baruch Atah Hashem, and you didn't yet say the word Hamachzir. So this is very Nogea. Should you say Lamdeinu Chukecha Kipsak of Mishnah Berurah in many places? Or should you finish the bracha and go with saying Yal V'Yavo between Ritzei, the bracha Ritzei and Modin? But Moshe would advocate the second option. He is not a fan of Lamdeinu Chukecha, as I'll tell you right now. V'dvar mishalom Yal V'Yavo b'mkom v'nizkar achas ha'm bracha tashem. V'lom ha'makzish nasa v'tzion. V'chein, another example, mishalom ha'mashe v'ruach v'nizkar achas ha'm bracha tashem v'lom ha'mechai ha'meisim. So the Bi'ur Halacha says in Kuf Yud Aleph Sivav, probably also here on your page, Machmas Yehavi Sheika Harbi Cholkim Al Chidush Harav Ya. Is this on your page in the Bi'ur Halacha? Let's see. No, it might be on another page. Okay, either way, it's Sivav. So because there are many Cholkim on the Rav Ya, who's that quoted by the Rosh in Tainis, and the Rosh agrees with him that if you remember after the bracha, if you weren't masked for the new bracha, you put that whole paragraph right then and there between brachos. But they hold no good. Once you finish the bracha, it's already too late. You got to go back to the beginning. Even though the Shulchan Aruch does pass out to Rav Yehuda, you can say the Yalav Yavo or the Mashiv Ruach between brachos. But there's another better alternative. If you didn't say Mechaya Meshim yet, you said Bracha Hashem, say Amdei Mechukecha, and you're still holding within the bracha. So to a Mechaya Meshim, Bracha Hashem, Amdei Mechukecha, and then you can still say it here, and that's better because it's Kori Pasuk, and then just go back to Mashiv Ruach and Yalav Yavo and say Kiseder. Even though, says the Rav Moshe, I know there is Vasezus in Dav Gimel and Tainus, the Shema Chassid, Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, even B'dvam She'en Machzirin, if you remember Abdullah Hashem, same din chukecha, it's like you didn't finish the bracha. I know that the Rabbeinu Yonah says it, and Ritvas brings it down, and Chayad brings it down, Abu Tamua. Here's Rav Moshe arguing on Risha. This is what's unbelievable. Koyach Rav Moshe. Ritva, Rabbeinu Yonah. Abu Tamua mode. Shalom move on cloud. Havadi borrow pashut. Also, will mode apsuke tor be emsa tefila. Ube emsa brachas. Valgomid be emsa who hefse gomer. Ubito brachas ubitzarchi in gado. But Moshe does misvara, cannot acknowledge such an etza. Despite the fact that Rishonim are saying it. To say a pasuk, not to be a hefsek. What does it mean? Therefore, a maisa lo nirash yasuke. Ella, what do you do if you find yourself after bracha to Hashem? Finish the bracha, say mechaya meisim, see a masech does it with Sion, and then rely on the Rav Yah and say mashiv ruach right then after the bracha before starting new bracha, or say Yalav Yavo right then, like the Rav Yah, like the Rush, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, rather than say amdei mechukech. No, l'maisa, a lot of people, you know, push back against Rav Moshe, but the Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah. All the old masik, you know, on Rav Moshe, the Maisa, that this is clearly has a precedent we showed him. I just want to point out, what do you think this is about? Rav Moshe's time sounds very compelling. How could it not be a hefsek? To learn, to say a pasuk, to save you from, like, why would that be a hefsek? In light of what we learned, Hilchos hefsek here, what would be the mahalach? What piece of the Aruch Gemara can you bring in to at least explain a little bit why Amdei Mechukecha works? That's why I bring it in. Why is it shayach to our sugya a little bit? What example in our Gemara can you perhaps compare that if it's helping you to save you from an isser of making a bracha vatala, something? Yeah? Vilaturi. What is vilaturi all about? Feed the animals. It's not the etzem, the tzorach suda, so inherent, unless you make a homahalach, that's what it is. It's ultimately the Rambam. Yeah? What is vilaturi? Midas Rachmanos, yeah, that's Torah Suda. What is it? Elamai, but it's saving you from an issa. So anything that has a benefit that accrues to you, that saves you from an issa out there in the world, is not a hesed. The more that you stretch the parameters of a vilaturi working, I think this is where it's coming from. Memela, good. You know, you're not allowed to learn the love of a bracha. In the Chanami, Moshe is right in that. But here, the tzorach is, you're not going to have to go back and have to go back to the beginning and say extra words. It's matzah you from saying an extra bracha vatala. So if you can do that, then you won't have to go back and say the extra pasuk, the extra bracha from before. So that becomes itself the tzorach. That's the chur where it's coming from, I think. So it's a question ultimately, how do you come back and explain to people to it? Yeah.
Could be your emotion when he says that because you have what to rely on for completing the bracha. Because you could say mashru after completing the bracha.
Yeah, could be your emotion would agree otherwise. I mean, here you do have the other etza, even though it's also somewhat disputed by Rishon. That's why the Mishnah leans in favor of this, because even though the Shorach Paskins derived Yashita to do it between brachas, but it's also not Muskim and old Rishonim, so he goes with the other approach. Rav Moshe says, better go with that approach.
Maybe if you're not
each one has a weakness to it. Yeah. Yeah, but I think this is it. The more that you learn vilaturi is more, it's anchored in Suda. This is how you do your Suda. You can't make extrapolate to other Isurim. Give you an example. The case that we have in Magen Avraham, a person makes his bracha and he realizes he didn't make Havdalah. He's about to eat his hamotzi. Oh, you need to make Havdalah. Now you make Havdalah. And now you want to take a bite from the bread that you made a motzi on. Is that called a hefsek because you needed to make Havdalah in order to eat? it's a lot. See, he made a chilek. This is a doraisa not to eat before you prepare, and this is rabbanan. But otherwise, the Magen Avraham was willing to entertain such an idea that the fact that I'm that which I'm mafsik is being matzil me from some side iser makes it not a hefsik. And we can kind of know it's more fundamentally different because vilaturi is the protocol of suda. Give the animals to eat and then you eat. The fact that Kenny Pravdala is a separate iser. So the fact that I'm being matzil myself from an iser, a hefsik is a hefsik. So the fact that I can say I won't violate other things. But that's Lamaisa Hefsik is a Hefsik. It only speaks to situations like this. It's Sorach Suda in a more holistic way. This is how you have your Suda. So it's very interesting to think about this Rabbeinu Chukacha in light of reading our Sugya of Hefsik. Good? Okay. Let's go a little bit right to the Gemara, at least to the last piece. A little bit of, not quite Agarita, but semi Agarita, I guess, let's just say. The Gemara continues. We talked about Rava Bar Shmuel, and his comment was, "Ein abotzeh b'shel b'tzoah at shehi melach aliftan." Everyone should have your melach aliftan, even though he himself didn't wait on it. Leith in shalach b'shash. That was in the case of the Reish Galusa eating by him. Okay, the Amar Rava Bar Shmuel mishmei d'Rav Chiya, achar kol achilascha echol melach. After all that you eat, you should have salt. The akakosh the yascha stay mela stay mayim. After everything you drink, you should have water. The yatanizo, these are skulos. It will be of you. I don't know what to say exactly. Nizok in what sense? But it is healthy for you to have salt at the end of your food and water at the end of what you're drinking. Ta'inam yachi akakosh the yascha chol melach akakosh the yascha stay mayim. The yatanizo. Tanya Ida, another Braisa says, Achal Komacha Vlocha Melech, Ach Shasa Komas and Vlosha Samayin, the Yom Yidak Nerecha Peh, by day he could give you to bad breath, but Laila Yidak Ne Askira, which means it's like a choking type of a illness that means that there's something that's not going to get stuck in your throat, and it's going to ultimately lead to a sakana, Rashi says, whatever word it was for Askira. Tanu Rabbana. Did I skip something? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll be back. Amr Bishmuel, because I got the same Adama. Emei Ragaim Kolam Elavi Yeshiva. Rashi says something. Minaguf Elavi Yeshiva Shekshekiluch Karva Pisuk Hudoeg Shalipu Nitzotos Aragavu Mafsik. So he might end up stopping, which is a dangerous thing. So therefore he says to do it. The Yeshiva Amr Avkana Bafet Tichuach Afilu Ba'amida. If it's Avet Tichuach, which is, it's not going to come sparking, coming drops, so then if it's soft earth, then it keeps me Bamida. The Ilaka Avet Tichuach, Yamid Makam Gavah, the Yashtin, the Makam Madram. Then you should stand on a higher place and you can be mashed to urinate into from there. Okay, that's Dagmar. Why is it mentioned here? Because of Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Yeah, so which that mentions a different name is Rabbi Bar Shmuel in a Chanavi. Okay, now we have the Gemara that we just read. Good, so we read that. Continue. Tanu Rabbanan. Maybe just mention the Ramah. Okay, there's a Ramah that brings this also. You know, this is a Ches here, so it's not born in the Rambam, but it's born in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah. Two places it gets mentioned in the Ramah. One in Kuf Ayin and one in Kuf Ayin Tes. What's in Kuf Ayin? Ramah says. And he cites Kufayin Tess. But here the Ramah adds something important. This idea of advocating to have water and melach is dafka in those days when they didn't have it in the food. Nearly dafka shloim melach the pas of the macholim sh'akav penkos shloshas and maske sheish bo mayim. So if the drinks didn't have water, it was not, so it didn't have the water beforehand. So that is in Kuf Ayin. Kuf Ayin Tes gets mentioned again, and here it's interesting. In the Shiboli Aleket, there's a whole shayla of the Rashi Tevos here. So that's clear what the Rashi Tevos is supposed to be. What does it say here? Achal kol machav lachal nelach shasa kamashik vashas samayim bayom yimim hapey yidak mirach hapey v'lad neiruach beach hapey umifnei asker. This is both. Holy chonet. This is the machaber. This is the machaber based on our Gemara. The ochel nelach achach yirasso. This is mishpoh leket. I don't know what this means, what the meaning is exactly. You're eating melach. We have this idea by cutting nails, and he brings it sort of over here as well. All Kabbalistic. Well, yochel begudo. Gudo is the thumb. Don't use the thumb. Gudo hu etzba hagas. Etzba hu karav lugas. That's the index finger. Ama ha'aruch, that's the middle finger. Kmitza is the fourth finger. And zeres is the pinky. So they're telling you that when you have the melach, not to use the thumb, because of barbanim, the lo bezeres, because of anius, the lo beetzba, because of shindalit. So I'll show you what the shindalit is, all different possibilities. They tell you the bottom shoot, the thumb, and other things, shin ra, I don't know, it's all strange things, I don't know exactly. So Mishibel Elekit, that the base series of quotes, el ba'amah b'kmitza, use only the third and the fourth finger. And again, I'm le'el, Sister Ramah, that we're not knowing to this. You know, a lot of these things are again, they're only in Yonam Derech Eretz that had to do with, you know, what they knew then and what they thought then about that they bring this, not Mordechai, others. So it's hard to say exactly, you know, what these things mean in our terms. I don't know. But anyway, the Ramah says, as the Mishnah quotes, we have salt anyway in our foods and our drinks and so on, have anyway water in it. And Belavachi, he says from the Magen Avraham already, Nishtanu Ativin. So we don't have to be mapped at that. Mishabur makes here as well. Okay, so that's Inyan. Let's continue in Gemara. More about different foods that are healthy, not healthy. Okay. Just to mention that the Darkei Moshe on that Shiboy Aleket that the Beis Yosef quoted, that's the Makar. Blim Nira. The Rama is based on Dagi Moshe. We near Eli Yashiv Aminik Shilo Nagu Bachilas Melach of Shtias Mayim to be a mayhem lo haya melach be pastulehem. They didn't have melach. Therefore, they were Nagu Bachilas Melach at the end. So the Dagi Moshe already said it, and then the Rama is picking up on that. That's the Dagi Moshe. I mentioned that the Mama Mordechai Zelishono. V'chein b'harbe dinim ha'niskarim b'simen zeh ein anu nisharim b'hem. The Yesh Lanu Loimar Me'achas Torah's derech eretz shanukan heim his hero v'fimah shayiron bezmanam shenogim hakti. Things that in those days were considered normally things to be careful about, they were codifying that way. Udvarim elu v'kayotze behem nira shadavim mishtana v'yazman v'ashav ha'mokom. That's the Maamar Mordechai. Me'achas shaminak pashuk b'harbi dvarim and iskarim kan shegola hakpid v'fini ha'gedolim ein lochush ein magen Avraham and that we just saw quoted as well. So that's what the Maamar Mordechai says. Okay, the next piece of Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Hamakta Achilaso B'mayim. You means you have a lot of water with your food. You're soaking, so to speak, the food with water. Ein Obo Dechol Me'ayim. That keeps you from getting a stomach ache from that, from digesting the food. It helps you digest the food when you have the liquid with it. The Kama, how much proportion should I have liquid with the food? Amav Chizda Kiton Lepas. Ketone is a pitcher of water. I don't know exactly the size of the ketone, but that ketone, they knew how much it was for a loaf of bread. If you have lentils once a month, that prevents askira. You shouldn't have adashim every day. As we saw earlier, certain foods can bring about bad breath, and therefore don't have adashim regularly. So Amrav Mari, Amrav Yochan, Harago Bechardo. So this Gemara says Adashim are okay once a month and not every day. We'll see the Rambam. Amrav Mari, Amrav Yochan, Harago Bechardo, Achas Lishoshim Yom. If you have mustard once a month, Moniach Halom Yitov Beso, keep you healthy. Avakol Yom, again, here, not daily. Lo, why my time? I'm Shem Dekashel Chusha Deliba. It's too hard on the tool. It make your heart weakened. So don't have Chardo too sharp. Don't have it every day. If you're used to having small fish, you won't get stomach aches, stomach sicknesses, illnesses. good fish, small fish. V'lo'odo, shedogin, tanin, mafin, umarbin, mafin, kogufo. Shalatim, they call this omega-3, right? They have fish, it's healthy, small fish. Amar Rav, okay, any Rashi so far? Monea Askira, what Rashi, or Rashi before. Hamak v'achiloso b'mayim, shosamayim v'harbe achachiloso, after you eat, ad shachiloso t'shafa b'mayim, so it means it's floating in your stomach, but v'yitzaf ha-barzel, kofa parzel, right? The kuf and the tzadi are yiloshim tzaf, to float. Monea Askira, shacholibah, machmas itzur b'nei me'ayim, in other words, the adashim are like a laxative. Adashim is shalshim. So if a person is not able to be able to have a bowel movement, that can make a person sick. So the adashim have that quality. That's why it's healthy. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amav chama b'av chanina haroga b'ketzach. Eina bo de ke'ev leiv. What is ketzach? Rashi says, Rabbi Sin Mepharshim, it's nila b'las, some kind of a, I don't know, spice. What do they translate it?
Cumin.
Fennel. I still don't know. What is fennel? Shmuel. They used to, it's some kind of an herb. So this is that can be dangerous. Right? Ain't about, so first he says it's good. It won't. It's good for the heart. That's what he starts saying. So it's dangerous. 1/60 of death. If a person sleeps to the east of a threshing floor that they process ketzach. He's basically taking his life into his hands because the wind is going to blow that the smell of the ketzach, and he's going to die from that. Mizrach gorno shel ketzach shiruch marabis, the west wind ruach racha umesunasa he machneses areach betoch haguf. That's what the word is. Racha umetunacha maybe means it's like moist. It's matun is moist. It brings the smell into his body, which is dangerous. So you see, it's actually terrible. This is lokasha habereicho habetaimo. The taste is good. The smell is terrible. The taste is dangerous. So rashi reich kasha hatam tov. So how do you get the best benefits and not the risks involved? As we see now, imei drav yirmiya afshelei rifta. Rav Yirmiya's mother baked bread for him, and what did she do? Medat galei. She stuck onto it the ketzach, the fennel, or mekalfele, and then she peeled it off. So he won't have to suffer from the smell, but he'll have the benefit of there won't. It will be strengthening the heart. That's what she did. Medavkele berifta at shekolatam. So the taste he got mekalfele b'shvil hareyach. The Rambam Hilchos Deos has a lot of interesting comments about anyanim of diet. So the whole discussion of how much of this, you know, we should. Give credence to today. The Rambam also was basing himself to some extent on what he thought was medical sound. But at least in a Gear Gemara, there's a few ha'aras that one could bring in, right? Because Perek Dalid of Hilchos Deos, you'll see two things that maybe don't square so well with our Gemara. Perek Dalid Lacha Beis. So what did our Gemara say? Hamakta to have a lot of water, right? Hamakta Chlosa B'mayim is a good thing. It helps the digestion. What does the Rambam say? Halacha base. You might as well go Ha'alaf already. It's a good way to formulate the beginning. Again, the details might be subject to different considerations, but the principle of the Rambam is certainly relevant. Ha'alaf yos ha'guf bari v'shalim. People should realize, your age, you don't always take things so seriously as far as eating healthy and nourishing food and so on. You should. Now is the time, you know. And it should stay that way. Ho v'heyos ha'guf bari v'shalim is part of a Buddhist Hashem. Okay, you can discuss more details another time. Ho v'heyos ha'guf bari v'shalim darki Hashem hu. Being, having a healthy body is part of darki Hashem. Sh'arei e'ef sh'o sh'yavin o'yeda davin v'yas ha'bori v'uchoda. You can't contemplate HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you're in a state of being ill. Figur tzorcha ha'chikad ha'matz mitvam ha'ma'abim ha'guf. You avoid bad food, and eat healthy food, the Elohim. And here the Rambam continues with various principles. Eat only when you're hungry. Only drink when you're thirsty. And don't hold on if you need to go to the bathroom. You should go to the bathroom right away. Fine. That's halacha aleph. Halacha beis. Don't eat to the extent that you feel totally full. Rather, 3/4 full. Yifchos kimo via misabata. So you're a quarter less than being totally full. V'lo yishta mayim v'tol chamazo. Don't drink water while you're eating. El ma'at, a little bit. Umazo b'yayim. So that is interesting. And then it continues, and not only that, but don't have a lot of water, even when the food is getting digested. So I don't know. I mean, stomach, someone's going to point out, this Gemara seems to go against this, right? The Gemara says, something to think about. The Rambam says not to have a lot of liquid with your food, and here it says to the contrary, it is a good thing. That's one diuk. Okay, the other diuk is a later halacha in halacha tes, adashim, right? Is it good for you, not good for you? What does the Gemara say here? Once a month, good, for laxative, once a day, no good. What's the Rambam say? There are foods that are very bad. Never eat them. That tells you. Big fish that are overly salty, old cheese that's overly salty and old, aged cheese. Rambam says to avoid it. Kmei and pitrios, basa mulech v'yashi yayin migito, freshly squeezed wine. And he continues, v'chein kol macho sherecho ra, this is certainly true, it's a bad smell, or very bitter, it's like poison. Harigot kmo sama mabes. Then there's another category, not as bad, but still bad. Not bad with a capital B, but something to avoid. Yesh macholos shein royim avu enum kmo vishonim laroa. Yeah. L'fikach roi l'odim v'shalu lechemem elam ma'at v'acha yomim harbe. V'lo yagil atzmo liyos mizonu mehem o la'ochan mizonu tamid. Kigon, dagim gedolim gvina v'cholav v'asa shvarim gedolim t'yashem nenik, as it continues. And he says, does he mention Adashim? And not mosacham at all. And then he says, "Hakol va'adashim dovad ein roi lochan lo mosacham lo mosak shamim." So again, adashim for the Rambam says there's no good time to have it. And Agamar says adashim are good once a month. Don't know. Anyway, this is we do the last piece of Gemara tomorrow, and then start a chazar ready in the morning.